The next word is size. English. The size of this room is quite big. Punjabi. Is kamre da kar kafi vada hai. Breakdown. Is. This demonstrative pronoun. Kamre. Room, noun. Da. Of possessive marker. Akar. Size, noun. Kafi. Quite, adverb. Vada. Big, adjective. Hair. Is, copula verb. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence uses a postpositional structure, meaning the noun, room, comes before the postposition of. This is a common feature in Punjabi grammar. The adjective, big, modifies the noun, size, indicating that the room is quite large. English. The size of this room is quite big. Punjabi. Is kamre da kar kafi vada hai. The next word is addition. English. The addition of two numbers gives us the sum. Punjabi. Do. Hi. Hi. Ankhon. Da. J-O. Arabic. J. Aznu. Jog. Dita. Hi. Breakdown. Do. Means, to. Ankhon. Means, numbers. Da. Indicates possession, so. Do. Hi. Hi. Ankhon. Da. Means, of two numbers. J-O, Arabic, J. Means, addition, or, sum. Aznu. Means, us. Jog. Means, some. Dita. Means, gives. Hi. Means, is. English. The addition of two numbers gives us the sum. Punjabi. Do. Hi. Hi. Ankhon. Da. J-O. Arabic. J. Aznu. Jog. Dita. Hi. The next word is determine. English. We must determine the best way to solve this problem. Punjabi. Asi akarik icharik. Nu akarik icharik. Is samasya nu akarik icharik. How ka akarik ichar sat, ana sabta vadiya tarika te ka akarik ichar sat, aka hida hai. Breakdown. Asi akarik icharik. We, plural, inclusive. Nu akarik icharik. To us, dative case, the object of the verb. Is this samasya problem nu akarik icharik of possessive case this problems how solution ka akarik ichar sat a to do to make infinitive verb na of possessive case ways sab all, every. To. To indicates comparison. Vadiya. Best. Tarika. Way, method. Te. With, by, adverbial particle. Ka akarik ichar sat, a. To do, to make, infinitive verb. Kahida. Should, must. Ought to, modal verb. Hi. Is present, copula verb. Key concepts. Dative case, the word. nua kurikicharik is in the dative case, indicating that the problem is the indirect object of the verb. Kaa kurikicharsat a. To do, to make. Possessive case, the word. Nua kurikicharik is in the possessive case, indicating ownership or possession. In this case, it shows that the problem has a solution. Modal verbs. The modal verb kahida adds the sense of obligation or necessity to the sentence. Infinitive verbs. The verb kaa kurikicharsat a is used in the infinitive form, which indicates a potential action or a purpose. Translation: we should determine the best way to solve this problem. The next word is an. English: he is taller than me. Punjabi: uh mere naal lamba hai. Breakdown: he/she/it, pronoun, subject. Mere, my, possessive pronoun. Nalon, an, postposition. Lamba, tall, adjective. Hair, high, is, verb, present tense. Key concepts. Postposition. In Punjabi, an is expressed using the postposition. Nalo. Nalon. It follows the noun or pronoun it modifies. Word order. Punjabi sentence structure is generally subject verb object, SVO, but can be flexible. Here, the adjective comes before the verb. Translation: he is taller than me. The next word is station. English: I am waiting at the station for my friend. Punjabi: main apne dost layi station te udeek kar reha haan. Breakdown: main means I and is the subject of the sentence. It is in the nominative case. Apne means my, and is a possessive pronoun modifying the noun. Dosat, friend. Dosat means friend, and is the object of the preposition. Lai, for. Lai means for, and is a preposition. It introduces a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Udik karihaha. Waiting. Station means station, and is the object of the preposition. De. At. De. Means at, and is a preposition that introduces a prepositional phrase modifying the verb. Udik karihaha. Waiting. Udik karihaha means waiting, and is the verb of the sentence. It is in the present continuous tense. Key concept: this sentence uses the preposition de at, which is a common way to indicate location in Punjabi. English: I am waiting at the station for my friend. Punjabi: main apne dost layi station te udeek kar reha haan. The next word is population. English: the population of Punjab is very large. Punjabi: Punjab di abadi bahut vaddi hai. Breakdown: Punjab. Punjab. Di. Of, feminine. Abadi. Population. Bahut. Very. Vaddi. Large, feminine. Hair. Is, present tense, singular, feminine. Key concepts. The Punjabi word for population is abadi. Punjabi has grammatical gender for nouns, and abadi is feminine, so we use feminine forms of the, of, and vadi. Large. Hair is the present tense verb, to be, in the singular feminine form, as the noun, population. Abadi is feminine. Translation. The population of Punjab is very large. The next word is fail. English. He failed the exam. Punjabi. Uhaneema dihan pail kardita. Breakdown. Uhane. He slash she, subject pronoun, used with masculine subjects. Ema dihan. Exam. Pail. Fail. Kar. To do, verb, infinitive form. Dita. Gave, past tense of the verb, to give. Key concepts. Use of the past tense. Dita. Indicates that the action of failing the exam is completed. Direct object. Ema dihan. Is the object of the verb. Pail kar. English. He failed the exam. Punjabi. Uhaneema dihan pail kar dita. The next word is environment. English. The environment is very important for us. Punjabi. Vatavaran sade laiba hutmaha tava puran hai. Breakdown. Vatavaran. Vatavaran. Environment. Sade. Sad. Our. Lai. Lie. For. Mahut. Mahut. Very. Mahatavapuran. Mahatvapurna. Important. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. Vatavaran. Is a noun, meaning environment. Sade. Is a possessive pronoun, meaning our. Lai. Is a preposition, meaning for. Mahut. Is an adverb, meaning very. Mahatavapuran. Is an adjective, meaning important. Hair. Is a verb, meaning is. The sentence is in the present tense, and is a simple declarative sentence. English. The environment is very important for us. Punjabi. Vatavaran sade laiba hutmaha tava puran hai. The next word is production. English. The production of this film was completed in just 2 months. Punjabi. Is film diat padan surf du mahine vich new camel hoye. Breakdown. Is. This demonstrative pronoun. Film. Film. The. Of possessive particle. At pattern. Production. Surf. Only. Do. To. Mahine. Months. Which. In preposition. New camel. Complete. Hoye. Was past tense of verb, to be. English. The production of this film was completed in just 2 months. Punjabi. Is film diat padan surf du mahine vich new camel hoye. The next word is contract. English. They signed a contract for the building project. Punjabi. Unhanemagat projekat laikikakaranama sainkita. Breakdown. Unha. They, plural subject pronoun. Ne. Have, past tense marker. Ik. A, indefinite article. Ikakaranama. Contract, noun. Sain. Signed, past tense verb. Kita. Did, past tense verb. Imagat. Building, noun. Projekat. Project, noun. Lai. For, preposition. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Sain kita. Agrees with the plural subject. Unha. Past tense markers. The past tense marker. Ne. Is used with the verb. Sain kita. To indicate that the action happened in the past. Prepositions. The preposition. Lai. Shows the purpose of the contract. Remember. This is one way to translate the English sentence into Punjabi. There are other ways to do it, depending on the context and the desired level of formality. The next word is player. English. The player is very skilled. Punjabi. Kidari Bahut Hanamand Hai. Breakdown. Kidari. Player. This word is derived from the Persian word, khidmat, meaning, service, or, work. In Punjabi, khidari refers to a person who performs a specific task, especially in sports. Bahut. Very. This is a common Punjabi adverb used to emphasize a quality or quantity. Hunarmand. Skilled. This word literally translates to, having skill, or, talented. It combines the words hunar, skill, and mand, possessing. Hai. Is. This is the present tense form of the verb to be. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Kidari is masculine, so the adjective hunamand must also be masculine. Word order. The word order in Punjabi sentences is typically subject-object-verb, SOV, but can be flexible depending on emphasis. The next word is comment. English. She commented on the movie. Punjabi. Usne film ti comment kiya. Breakdown. Usne. Is a pronoun meaning, she. Film. Is the noun, meaning, movie. T. Is the preposition, meaning, on. It is used to indicate something is being done to something else. Comment. Is the verb, meaning, commented. Kiya. Is the past tense of the verb, to do. It is used to indicate that the action happened in the past. Key concept. The structure of this sentence follows a typical subject-verb-object pattern. The subject, she, is followed by the verb, commented, and then the object, on the movie. The word, ti, is important to understand the preposition, on. Translation. She commented on the movie. The next word is enter. English. He entered the room. Punjabi. Ukamarevich Dakhal Hoya. Breakdown. Means he. Kamare. Means room. Vich. Means in or inside. Dakhal. Means to enter. Hoya. Is the past tense of the verb. To be, and is used to indicate that the action of entering happened in the past. Key concept. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from English, SVO. So in this sentence, the subject, he, comes first, followed by the object, room, and finally the verb, entered. English, he entered the room. Punjabi. Oh, kamare vich dakhal hoya. The next word is occur. English. This often occurs in the winter. Punjabi. Eha kasar saka diya vich huda hai. Breakdown. Eh. This. Akasar. Often. Saka diya. Winter. Vich. In. Huda. Occurs. Present tense. Hair. Is present tense. Key concepts. Vich. Is a postposition that indicates location and is used after the noun it modifies. The verb. Huda. Is in the present tense and indicates an action that happens repeatedly or regularly. Hair. Is a present tense verb used with the noun. Eh. To indicate that something exists. Literal translation. This often in winter occurs is. The next word is now. English. He is now going to school. Punjabi. Hunu school ja reha hai. Breakdown. Hun. Equals now, this word is an adverb of time in the Punjabi sentence. Oh. Equals he, this is a third person singular pronoun. Sakool. Equals school, this is the noun in the sentence. Ja. Equals to go, this is the verb. We use the reha ending to make it present continuous. This is very similar to English grammar. Hair equals is, this is a present tense auxiliary verb. It comes after the reha and makes the sentence grammatically correct. Key concepts. Use of the present continuous tense in Punjabi. The use of reha to indicate a continuous action in the present. The position of the auxiliary verb. Hair. English. He is now going to school. Punjabi. Hunu school ja reha hai. The next word is alone. English. He is alone. Punjabi. Uhi kalla hai. Breakdown. Uh. This is the subject pronoun for he. Ikalla. This word means alone. It is an adjective modifying the subject, he. Hair. This is the present tense form of the verb to be. Key concept. This sentence is in the simple present tense and is a statement about the subject's current state. The next word is significant. English. This is a significant event in our history. Punjabi. Ith sadhi itihas vich ik mahatva puran katana hai. Breakdown. Ith. This. Sadhi. Our. Itihas. History. Vich. In. Ik. A. Mahat. Tava Puran. Significant. Katana. Event. Hair. Is. Key concept. This sentence uses a common Punjabi grammatical structure where the subject comes before the verb. The word. Mahatava Puran. Significant is an adjective modifying the noun. Katana. Event. This type of sentence construction is very common in Punjabi, so learning it will help you understand a wide variety of sentences. The next word is drug. English. The doctor prescribed a drug for the patient. Punjabi. Breakdown. Doctor. Doctor, masculine. Nay. A grammatical marker that indicates the subject is performing the action. Marise. Patient, masculine. Lai. For. Dwai. Drug, medicine. Leaky. Wrote, feminine past tense. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns are either masculine or feminine. This determines the form of the verb. Here, the doctor is masculine, and the drug is feminine. Word order. Punjabi follows a subject-object-verb, SOV, word order, unlike English, which uses subject-verb-object, SVO. Particles. Punjabi uses grammatical particles like ne to indicate who performed an action. English. The doctor prescribed a drug for the patient. Punjabi. Doctor name is Laidavai Leaky. The next word is wall. English. The wall is high. Punjabi. Divaru ki hai. Breakdown. Divar. Equals. Divar. Equals wall. Uchi. Equals. Uchai. Equals high. Hai. Equals. High. Equals is. The sentence literally translates to, the wall is high. The key concept to remember here is the word order. Subject, wall, plus adjective, high, plus verb, is. This is the standard structure for describing things in Punjabi. The next word is series. English. The series is very interesting. Punjabi. Serial Bahut Dilachasap Hai. Breakdown. Serial. Equals series. The word is derived from the English word, serial. Bahut. Equals very. Dilachasap. Equals interesting. Hai. Equals is. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV, the word hai is a copular verb, similar to the English, is, or, are, and links the subject to the predicate. The word bahut is an adverb that modifies the adjective dilachasap. English. The series is very interesting. Punjabi. Serial Bahut Dilachasap Hai. The next word is direct. English. He directly told me that I should leave. Punjabi. Asni Maj Seed Hakadita Ki Main Chail Jaan. Breakdown. Us. He slash she slash it, used as a pronoun for a third person in this case. Knee. This is a postposition, similar to the English preposition, by. It shows that the action of the verb is done by someone slash something. Merge. Me, object pronoun. The person whom the action is directed towards. Seed her. Directly, an adverb that modifies the verb, kadita. Kadita. Past tense verb, to say, which means he directly told. Ki. That, a conjunction that introduces the clause. Main. I, the subject of the verb, chaljan. Chaljan. The verb that means to go, or leave. Key concepts. The postposition. Ni. And the use of the direct object pronoun. Merge. Together show that the action is done directly to the subject, and the adverb seed her reinforces this meaning. English: he directly told me that I should leave. Punjabi: a snee mudge seed her ke dit a ki main chale jaan. The next word is success. English: he achieved success in his studies. Punjabi: usne apni padhai vich safalata prapt kiti. Breakdown: usne, usne means he in the past tense and is the subject of the sentence. Apni, apni means his or her and refers to the subject's studies. Padhai, padhai means studies. Vich means in and indicates the location of the success. Safalata, safalata means success. Prapt, prapt means achieved or obtained. Kiti, kiti is the past tense form of the verb to do or to make and is used to complete the sentence. Key concept: this sentence demonstrates the use of the past tense in Punjabi as well as the use of possessive pronouns. Apni, English: he achieved success in his studies. Punjabi: usne apni padhai vich safalata prapt kiti. The next word is tomorrow. English: tomorrow is a holiday. Punjabi: kal chutti hai. Breakdown: kal, this means tomorrow in Punjabi. It is in the accusative case, meaning it is the object of the verb is. Chutti, this means holiday in Punjabi. It is in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the verb is. Hai, this means is in Punjabi. It is the present tense form of the verb to be. This sentence is in the simple present tense. It is a declarative sentence, meaning it is stating a fact. You can remember kal because it sounds like the English word color. English: tomorrow is a holiday. Punjabi: kal chutti hai. The next word is director. English: the director is responsible for the film's success. Punjabi: director film di safalata lai zimmevar hai. Breakdown: director, this is the word for director. It's a direct borrowing from the English word sihavilam. This is the word for film. The, this is the possessive marker, equivalent to, of, or, the, in this case, making it, the film's. Safalata, this is the word for success. Lai, this is a preposition meaning for. Siharin mevar, this is the word for responsible. It means the director has the obligation to make the film successful. Hai, this is the verb, is, in present tense. Key concepts: gender agreement. In Punjabi, nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and adjectives, verbs, and pronouns must agree with them. In this case, director is masculine, so the verb is hai. Possessive markers. Punjabi uses the possessive marker the and other variations for different genders to show ownership. Translation: Gairec otor filum di safalot alaizime varhe. The director is responsible for the film's success. The next word is clearly English. He clearly understands the instructions. Punjabi. Uh sapash shut door. De hadaita samajada hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Sapash shut. Clear, adjective. Door. Way, manner, noun. De. On, upon, postposition. Hadaita. Instructions, noun, plural. Samajada. Understands, verb, present tense, third person singular. He. Is, verb, present tense, third person singular. Key concepts. The word. Sapashut. Is used to emphasize clarity. The postposition. De. Is used to connect. Sapashut. With. Door. To form a phrase, in a clear way. This sentence demonstrates how to use an adjective in Punjabi to modify a noun phrase. English. He clearly understands the instructions. Punjabi. Uh sapash shut door. De hadaita samajada hai. The next word is then. English. He ate, then he left. Punjabi. A sneakareya. Furrow jargaya. Breakdown. Us. He, him, pronoun. Ni. Has, have, did, past tense marker. Kareya. Ate, eaten, past tense of. Karana. To eat. Fur. Then, after that, conjunction. Oh. He, him, pronoun. Ja. Go, verb. Gaya. Went, past tense of. Ja. To go. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject, verb, object. The past tense marker. Ni. Is often used with pronouns to indicate past actions. Fur. Is used as a conjunction to indicate sequence. English. He ate, then he left. Punjabi. A sneakareya. Furrow jargaya. The next word is lack. English. He lacks the courage to speak up. Punjabi. A snoobalan de himat de kami hai. Breakdown. Asnu. This is the dative case of the pronoun, he, or, him, and means, to him. Bolan. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to speak. De. This is the possessive particle, meaning, of, or, belonging to. Himat. This is the noun, courage. De. This is the possessive particle, meaning, of, or, belonging to. Kami. This is the noun, lack, or, shortage. Hi. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. Important grammatical concepts. This sentence uses the dative case, which is used to indicate the recipient of an action. This sentence uses the infinitive form of the verb, which is the base form of the verb, and does not indicate tense. This sentence uses the possessive particle to indicate possession. English. He lacks the courage to speak up. Punjabi. A snoobalan de himat de kami hai. The next word is review. English. He reviewed the book. Punjabi. Usane kitab da samikya kiti. Breakdown. Usane. He, subject pronoun. Kebab. Book, object of the verb. The. On, possessive marker. Samikia. Renew, noun. Kidi. Did, past tense of the verb, to do. The sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object structure common in Punjabi. This sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action of reviewing the book has already happened. Kidi is the past tense form of the verb. Karana. To do. The next word is depend. English. It depends on the weather. Punjabi. Hawa Pani. Deni Abur Karada Hai. Breakdown. Hawa Pani. This is a compound word that literally means air water, but in this context, it refers to weather. De. This is the postposition that indicates on or upon. Nearer. This word means dependent or reliant. Karada hai. This is the present tense form of the verb to do and is used here to indicate depends. So the sentence structure is it understood depends on the weather. Key concepts. Compound words. Punjabi often uses compound words to convey complex concepts. Postpositions. These are words that come after the noun they modify, unlike prepositions in English. Verb conjugation. Punjabi verbs are conjugated to reflect tense and person. English. It depends on the weather. Punjabi. Hawa Pani. Deni Abur Karada Hai. The next word is race. English. The race is about to begin. Punjabi.
Dor shuru hon wali hai.
Breakdown.
Dor.
Now a kari ki punjbi.
Race, noun.
Onkaru.
Shuru. To begin, to start, verb.
Horn.
Horn. To be, to become, verb.
Wali.
Wali. Ending, about to, going to, suffix.
He.
Hi. Is, verb. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence uses the past participle.
Horn.
Horn. To be, to become, in the form.
Wali.
Wali. To indicate that the action is about to happen. This is similar to the English phrase, going to. English. The race is about to begin. Punjabi.
Dor shuru hon wali hai.
The next word is recognize. English. I recognize her from the party. Punjabi.
Main usnu party to pehchanda ha.
Breakdown.
Main.
I.
Usnu. Her. Party.
Party.
Party. To turn from pehchanda
pehchanda. Recognize, masculine singular. Key concepts. The verb
pehchanda
pehchanda is in the present tense and is conjugated to agree with the masculine singular subject.
Main.
The postposition. To. Turn. Indicates, from. English. I recognize her from the party. Punjabi.
Main usnu party to pehchanda ha.
The next word is window. English. The window is open. Punjabi.
Kira ki kulhi hai.
Breakdown.
Kira ki.
Kid ki means window.
Kulhi.
Kulhi means open.
Hai.
Hai means is. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after the noun, to express grammatical relations, like the English preposition of here.
Cool he.
Functions as a postposition indicating the state of the window. Punjabi uses the copula
hair
to connect the subject
kira ki
with the predicate
cool he.
In this sentence, English, the window is open. Punjabi.
Kira ki kulhi hai.
The next word is purpose. English, the purpose of this book is to teach Punjabi. Punjabi.
Is kitab da maqsad Punjabi sikhauna hai.
Breakdown. Is. This demonstrative pronoun.
Kitab.
Book, noun.
Da.
Of possessive marker.
Maqsad.
Purpose, noun.
Punjabi.
Punjabi, adjective slash noun.
Sikhauna.
To teach, verb.
Hai.
Is, copula verb. Key concepts. The use of the possessive marker.
The.
To show ownership. The use of the copula verb.
Hair.
To link the subject.
Maqsad.
And the predicate.
Sikhauna.
The placement of the subject.
Kitab.
Before the verb. The next word is department. English. He works in the English department. Punjabi.
Oh, Angrezi vibhag vich kam karda hai.
Breakdown.
Oh. He. Angrezi.
English.
Vibhag.
Department.
Vich.
In.
Kam.
Work.
Karda.
Does.
Hair.
Is. Key concepts.
Vibhag.
Is an important word meaning department. It is commonly used in universities.
Which.
Is a postposition meaning in. It follows the noun it modifies. The sentence follows the subject verb object structure. English. He works in the English department. Punjabi.
Oh, Angrezi vibhag vich kam karda hai.
The next word is gain. English. She gained a lot of knowledge from her studies. Punjabi.
Usne apni padhai to bahut gyan prapt kiya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
Colon, this is the subject pronoun, meaning, she.
Apni.
Colon, this is the possessive pronoun, meaning, her.
Parhai.
Colon, this is the noun, meaning, studies.
Do.
Colon, this is a postposition, meaning, from.
Bahut.
Colon, this is an adverb meaning, a lot.
Gyan.
Colon, this is the noun, meaning, knowledge.
Prapt.
Colon, this is the verb meaning, gained, or, obtained.
Kita.
Colon, this is the past tense marker. Key concept. The use of postpositions like.
Do.
In Punjabi to indicate the direction of the action. In this case, from her studies. English. She gained a lot of knowledge from her studies. Punjabi. usne apni parhai to bahut gyan prapat kita. The next word is tree. English. The tree is tall. Punjabi.
Rukhu cha hai.
Breakdown.
Rukh.
Rukh. Means tree in Punjabi.
Ucha.
Uchcha. Means tall in Punjabi.
Hai.
High. Means is in Punjabi.
Hai.
The ending. High. Indicates that the sentence is a statement. Key concept. Punjabi uses word order similar to English in this sentence. The subject, tree, comes first, followed by the adjective, tall, and finally the verb, is. This structure is consistent with the basic sentence structure in both languages. Note. Punjabi uses a different writing script than English, and the pronunciation is also different. However, the basic meaning and sentence structure are similar. The next word is also English. He also plays the guitar. Punjabi.
Oh, the guitar vajauda hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
He slash she slash it, pronoun.
The.
Also slash to, adverb.
Guitar.
Guitar, noun.
Vajauda.
Plays, verb.
Hair.
Is, copula. Key concepts. The word.
The.
Is placed before the verb to indicate, also. The word.
Hair.
Is used at the end of the sentence to indicate the present tense. Remember that in Punjabi, the word order is generally subject-object-verb. The next word is college. English. He is going to college. Punjabi.
Oh, college ja reha hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he.
College.
This is the word for college.
Ja.
This is the verb, to go, in the present continuous tense.
Reha.
This is a suffix that indicates the present continuous tense, and is used with verbs that end in a.
He.
This is the auxiliary verb, is, which is used to form the present continuous tense. Key concepts. Punjabi verbs are conjugated based on the subject, tense, and aspect. The present continuous tense is formed by adding the suffix a to the verb stem, and then adding the auxiliary verb
he.
This sentence shows how to use the present continuous tense in Punjabi, which is important for expressing ongoing actions. Memorize this sentence, and you will be able to use it in your own conversations. The next word is argue. English. He argued with his brother about the car. Punjabi.
Upane apane paganal karbare mahiskidi.
Breakdown.
Upane.
This is the third person singular masculine past tense pronoun, he, in Punjabi. It is the subject of the sentence.
Apane.
This is the possessive adjective, his, in Punjabi, modifying the noun, brother.
Pagla.
This is the noun, brother, in Punjabi.
Nal.
This is the preposition, with, in Punjabi.
Car.
This is the noun, car, in Punjabi.
Bari.
This is the preposition, about, in Punjabi.
Burhis.
This is the noun, argument, in Punjabi.
Kidi.
This is the past tense of the verb, to do, in Punjabi. Here, it means, argued. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence follows the subject-verb-object structure. The word order is similar to English. The Punjabi word for argue is burhis. English. He argued with his brother about the car. Punjabi.
Upne apne pagal kar bare burhis ki di.
The next word is board. English. The children are playing on the board. Punjabi.
Bache board de khedra hai hun.
Breakdown.
Bache. Back.
Children, this is the subject of the sentence, plural.
Board. Board.
Board, this is the object of the sentence.
De.
De. On, this is the preposition showing location.
Kid.
Ked. Play, this is the verb in the present continuous tense.
Rahe.
Ra. This is a helping verb part of the present continuous tense.
Fun.
Han. Ah, this is the plural copula, linking verb. Key concepts. Present continuous tense. This tense is used to describe actions happening right now. It is formed using the present tense of the verb, to be, in this case.
Han.
Han. Plus the present participle of the main verb, in this case.
Kid.
Cared. Preposition of location. The preposition.
De.
De. Indicates the location of the children. On the board. English. The children are playing on the board. Punjabi.
Bache board. De khedra hai hun.
The next word is holiday. English. We are on holiday. Punjabi.
Asi chuttiya te ha.
Breakdown.
Asi. Asi akkar ikki char ik.
We.
Chuttiya.
Chhu akkar ikki che di. Akkar ikki che di. Aya akkar ikki char ik. Holidays.
D.
On.
Ha.
Ha akkar ikki char ik. Ah. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the Punjabi word.
D.
Which means on or in. It can be used to indicate location, time, or a state of being. It is useful for saying on holiday, in trouble, or at work. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates a common way to express a state of being in Punjabi. The verb, to be, in the present tense.
Ha.
Is used with the preposition.
De.
To indicate location, or state. The next word is mark. English. He marked the paper with a red pen. Punjabi.
Usne lal pen nal kagaz nu nishan laya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
Usne. He slash she slash it, masculine singular.
Lal.
Lal.
Red. Pen.
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 Nal.
Now,
with
kagaz,
kagaz, paper,
nu,
nu, to slash on slash for,
nishan,
nishan, mark,
liar,
marked slash put, key concepts. Postposition. The word.
Nal.
Now. Functions as a postposition in Punjabi, similar to with in English. It shows the instrument or accompaniment used for the action. Object marker. The word.
Nu.
Nu. Acts as an object marker in Punjabi. It marks the object of the verb, indicating the thing being acted upon. Verb conjugation. The verb.
Laya.
Laya. Is conjugated in the past tense, and agrees with the subject, which is masculine singular.
Usani.
Usni. English. He marked the paper with a red pen. Punjabi.
Usani lal pen al kagaz nu nishan laya.
The next word is church. English. He went to church. Punjabi.
Ufgira jagurgira.
Breakdown.
Uf.
This is the Punjabi word for he.
Gira jagur.
This is the Punjabi word for church.
Gira.
This is the Punjabi word for went. It is in the past tense. Key concepts. The sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object structure. The verb, went, is in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. The word order in Punjabi can sometimes be different from English, but in this case, it is very similar. Translation. He went to church.